This news update sponsor is Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Last Friday afternoon marked a significant development in an ongoing drug investigation in Bad Axe, with felony drug arrests made, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The incident unfolded on Northport Crescent near Irwin Street when law enforcement conducted a routine traffic stop on a 2016 Lincoln, accompanied by a man and woman. Upon investigation, officials discovered cocaine and drug paraphernalia in their possession. Subsequently, law enforcement seized their vehicle, cell phones, and cash before taking both individuals into custody on felony drug charges. On April 15th, they faced formal charges from the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and were arraigned in the 73B District Court. Cody J. Miller, a 27-year-old from Minden City, faces five felonies, including possession and delivery of cocaine and crack. Attorney Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke continued his bond at $200,000, cash for shorty. Hannah M. Azar, a 20-year-old from Bad Axe, was charged with felony cocaine possession. Azar has been previously released on bond after posting $5,000, 10%. Miller is also subject to federal probation stemming from a previous firearms conviction, likely resulting in additional felony charges for probation violation at a federal level. Assisting the Huron County Drug Task Force officers during Friday's operation were deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Bad Axe City patrolmen, and deputies with their canine unit from the Sinilac County Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting as the investigation continues, with more details emerging on the alleged criminal activities. And a missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but it apparently crawled out a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A state trooper also joined the search effort shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in the search efforts. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Drivers feeling the bumps of construction? Don't let roadblocks slow you down. Flannery Auto Mall's got your back with our spring service special. Flannery Auto Mall is offering a springtime service special. You can get an oil change, tire rotation, cabin filter, windshield wipers, and engine air filter starting at $219. In Bad Axe and surrounding areas, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle so you can keep rolling without interruption. Book your appointment today by calling the Flannery Auto Mall or scheduling your service online. Just mention our spring special. Don't wait. Take advantage of our spring service special and drive with confidence. Hassle-free service is just a call or click away. Flannery Auto Mall, where your satisfaction drives us. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Making your journey smoother. With no particular
place to go. On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. In North Branch, the loss of Nathan Farnsworth and Bobby Cicerulli to an incredibly rare cancer plunged the community into a quest for understanding. Both young men who grew up in close proximity not only shared tragic fates, but also a diagnosis of an exceptionally uncommon cancer. Prompted by the geographical connection, their families united efforts to explore potential causes. However, existing databases pose limitations, hindering thorough investigations into these localized cases. Undeterred, the families have initiated private research, gathering data and employing advanced mapping technology to scrutinize possible environmental links. Acknowledging this correlation to the Tribune, state health authorities hadn't expanded their inquiry due to the current count of cases. Yet the community remains vigilant, rallying affected individuals to participate in grassroots research efforts. Their quest for answers in North Branch is fueled by resilience and a collective determination to uncover the mysteries behind this devastatingly rare disease. The family's private research, including a Facebook group named Something's Wrong in North Branch, aims to contribute crucial insights into this perplexing issue. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposal for national PFAS drinking water standards. Emphasizing the need for consistent nationwide protections, Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards more stringent in some aspects, allow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And the maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Bayer distributes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsor is Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.